Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition, this special Patriots Day edition show of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget also about our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, before we talk a little bit more about the news that's going on, and we have to get into a story coming out of Afghanistan, which is really going wild right now. You were talking about September 11th, and you were talking about some things. I forgot how you put it, but rephrase it again.
Well, we tend to forget about Benghazi.
Yeah.
And I think that what's important to understand is that militant Islam operates on anniversaries or important dates for themselves and for the enemies. And so I think it's important to understand that we need to always be mindful of our own calendar for any kind of threats that could necessarily be building. And we have to be very mindful of, you know, what is around us. And, you know, our enemies know us better than we think they do. And they know us better than we know them.
Yep.
And if you've ever read, and it's chilling reading, but if you've ever read any of the testimonies of the 9/11 attackers, the hijackers, if you will, if you read them very closely, they make predictions about the United States and about our governments and how we operate. They're chillingly accurate. And that's I don't think that we can do the same when it comes to them.
No.
But, yeah, we're just not in a good place here. And I think that's what's got me a little unnerved for a lot of reasons, but certainly.
Well, yeah, and I get that. And, you know, a lot of people are unnerved, too. I talked to a lot of people yesterday that are concerned about what could be coming down the pike. And, you know, we can just plan for the the worst and hope for the best. Now, I got to talk about Afghanistan here because we've had something come up there in the last 24 hours. Apparently, Joe Biden and his gang of merrymen hit the wrong target. Either that or they hit a target they never should have fired at by killing a bunch of civilians.
Well, the drone strike that, you know, we thought that, okay, maybe this administration's got some guts. They performed the drone strike just outside of Kabul as we were doing these evacuations and, as a response to our dead Marines. But interestingly enough, they told us that this was a ISK target. An enemy target. Well, as it turns out, it wasn't an enemy target at all. And I remember mentioning that it was too early to necessarily judge about this target because there was some very early reporting that there were some innocent people that were killed in this. It turns out our target was a USAID worker, and he was not loading IEDs in the back of a truck. He was actually loading water bottles in the back of a truck.
Correct. Yep.
Now, there's something that is very wrong in all of this, because we have the technology from geospatial equipment that we have that can literally target in with such defined resolution that we could read what's on the face of somebody's cell phone in their hand from space. So how could we miss this one?
Don't know.
Precisely. I mean, it's... This one's a bad one, and it's going to be very interesting to see who did what and made the decision that this was something that, you know, this was a target that we needed to hit. I can't imagine that we could make this kind of mistake at this point in time. It's just awful.
Okay, hold the thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about. Just beginning to fight, as they say in the business. So I shall return with more, and Denise Simon, too.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Yesterday, when I was over giving my speech at the Bel Air Women's Republican Club, I had a lot of the ladies asking me about Tuggy the Patriot Pup. And, of course, this portion of the program is always brought to you by Tuggy the Patriot Pup. And I told them that Lauren Kelly, the author, was going to be at our event on the 23rd. She's going to have a table set up there to meet the people and all that. And a number of people yesterday said, well, we're going to come over there to see the governor, but we're also going to come over there to see Lauren because they've got grandchildren. Yeah, imagine that. And they said, we keep hearing from our kids that are in from our kids' kids that are in elementary school that they're just not learning American history, let alone anything about what happened on September 11th. They're just not being told the truth. So, consequently, the book that Lauren has, the series, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, is all about American history and all about what accurately happened to give you a good idea. And it's all interesting for the kids because there's a lot of pictures and whatnot there. So go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Take a look at it. Obviously, this would be for your children and your grandchildren, too. And it's an absolute must for homeschoolers because it actually teaches American history. Imagine that. The books come in English and Spanish as well. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you again. And thank you for being around on this Patriots Day. We have a question from a listener. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Freddie K. And Freddie K. is saying, why did George Bush create the behemoth Department of Homeland Security and TSA agencies?
Well, one is that we were a very lax country at the time. And I think that we tend to forget that militant Islam used our system against itself.
Yep.
When it comes to TSA, let's remember that the hijackers used box cutters.
Yep.
Furthermore, let's also remember that there were several terrifying security breaches when it came to air travel.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the printers that I think was on some, was it Federal Express or UPS planes? Remember the printers?
I do.
Cartridges?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing was, remember the liquid explosives?
Yep.
So, you know, they, part of security and protection is to look at what the threats are, look at what has been reported, and a lot probably has not been reported by security personnel, not only here in the United States, but certainly in Europe.
Sure.
On security breaches and possible things that could bring down an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And with each of those, they have to change things up. So, you know, you couldn't, after a while, you couldn't take, what was it? You can't take shampoo, you couldn't take
yep.
bottles of water, and, you know, all these other kinds of things.
Yep.
So we had to upgrade and look for things that could be liquid explosives or, you know, any other types of measures that could be taken. And then with that, you have to look at the people that are on the planes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these no-fly lists. You've got terrorist screening databases. I mean, so a lot of things evolved out of all of that. You know, fingerprints and passports and travel records and
uh-huh.
It did. It got very bureaucratic, but you know, the enemy only has to be right one time.
Yeah. Yep.
We have to be right all the time.
Yep. And I get it. I understand it as to why that was done that way, because we weren't up to our levels that we're at now. We, as you said, and I'll use the word lax. We were lax in our preparations, and we'd kind of forgotten about how adept these bad guys had gotten to want to do something bad to us.
Well, and it's not just about us either. We have to worry about other countries on international flights. And, you know, is the Cairo airport up to a certain standard where that plane that may be flying over to New York, you know, is just as secure as the planes and the passengers that are inside the United States. So this had to be really a worldwide coordination kind of thing, too.
Yep. Now, we talked about the drone strike in Kabul, and that's really quite out there that we didn't get the information right to begin with. And you and I talked about this right after this happened. You said that there was a report that there were civilians that were there or something like that. Is that correct?
Yep. There were children in the area and families.
Okay. Now, we also know yesterday, and again, this is continuing with Afghanistan for a minute or two, that they stopped the flights, the evac flights coming out, the evacuation flights, and the reason giving that I've got in front of me, the story says, measles.
Well, that's one of the reasons. The other one is I think that there is a significant number of people aboard those flights that were had questionable backgrounds or that we couldn't find enough on them to have any confidence that they should be able to travel further than coming out of Qatar.
Was it about 100?
So, yeah, I think it's probably higher than that. But
okay.
Yeah, we've got some issues, and I'm glad that they have, you know, at least stopped this for the moment to, you know, kind of rethink where they are. So that's a good thing.
Okay, well, I certainly hope so. All right, you know, this guy really needs to go away, and he can't leave soon enough, and that's little Dr. Fauci. He said yesterday, contradicting himself for the umpteenth time, he couldn't really give a firm answer on why Americans with natural immunity need to have a vaccine.
You know, this cat, I almost don't even know where to go with this guy. I've had no use for him for quite some time.
This is unbelievable.
But nonetheless, if he can't make some determinations, then I would say there are other experts in the field that can. And we've got virologists and scientists and, you know, all kinds of experts out there that this cat ought to be calling on.
Yeah.
And, but the one thing that I think that makes me angrier than really than anything else is, under gain of function, and what we're learning more and more and more about, what the National Institute of Health or his group funded, is that he never said anything early on during the Trump administration about possibilities on what was happening at Wuhan,
right,
and what was being funded.
Mm-hmm.
Especially through EcoHealth. So I would argue that this guy has been deceptive all along. And I think that is partially where Senator Rand Paul is going with this. They're going to find out that, you know, the more information that we end up getting out of these emails and whatnot, we're going to find out that things are actually much worse than we know. But this cat never was honest, and he really betrayed the Trump administration, hence the rest of the country.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Have yourself a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday morning.
All right. Sure.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the articles that she writes, and subscribe to her newsletter. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a video posted on Twitter, President Biden is reflecting on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing. We must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal.
He'll visit all three attack sites on Saturday. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea said there's no new threats to New York City.
But we also understand the time that we're living in.
He appeared with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who said the terror threat has changed.
And we are focused on the domestic violent extremist, the individual who is radicalized by an ideology of hate or false narratives spread on social media.
Thousands of police officers will be guarding all of the events. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to this Patriots Day special program. Special edition of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we've been talking a lot about September 11th and reflecting on memories, and if you have a memory that you want to call in about, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, and we'll give you a chance to mention whatever's on your mind there for a little bit. But I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, makers of Relief Factor. And, folks, they're on a mission. You rarely see the kind of focus that's going on right now and commitment, seriously, that they shared with me when they said that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they're going to do it because I keep getting more and more people calling me, or when I go out and I see them, they go, hey, does that stuff really work? Well, yeah, it works. I wouldn't be telling you about it. And the reason I take it is simple. Just like anybody else that was taking painkillers or stuff to help you relax with your muscles because, you know, you had damage to them or whatever, a lot of that is narcotics, and I didn't want to take it anymore. So I knew there had to be something that was natural that I could take. So I did a little research, and lo and behold, I stumbled onto Relief Factor. Now, it was partially because of my buddy Mike Gallagher, who was promoting it. And when I heard him promote it, I said, well, you know, if Gallagher's promoting it and taking it, and he was taking it, I guess I'll try it and see what happens. And the rest is history, and yes, it works. Now, it's still discounted. The three-week quick start, you start out at $19.95 for 3 weeks. That's about $1 a day.
to see if they can help you get out of pain and the discomfort that you're in and the swelling that you have and all that. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day is what it costs for Relief Factor. Now, I will tell you that it works for me. It'll work for you because I've had inflammation in my left leg, foot, ankle, as well as my pain that I have that sometimes will go right from my leg and my foot on up into my hip and into my back. And, you know how that goes. A lot of you have had that. But anyone who's out there wandering around with arthritis or bursitis or some type of muscle injury, you strained yourself, sprained yourself, I'm telling you, this product will work. That's all there is to it. This product will work. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. All you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, I'm going to play just a little bit more of the audio that I have here. The Fire Department of New York tapes out of the vault. And I just want you to listen one more time to what was going on that day and all the little individual struggles that were going on, plus the decisions that were being made, the command decisions that did save lives.
Command Fox, can you 10-5K?
We need mass service units, backup units to respond with soldiers to the staging area in Western Chamber Street.
10-4.
Car 9, Manhattan.
Car 9.
Hey, John, what's the location of the staging area for Commissioner Gregory, please?
9K.
9K, go.
Standby, Manhattan, Commissioner Gregory,
K. This is Dispatch 120 answering for Commissioner Gregory. Go ahead.
What's your location?
We're at the water's edge here. Wherever Marine 1 is, I don't know the street. It's in that cove near the Esplanade at the water's edge, K.
All right, 10-4.
You're looking for 10-6, 1 minute.
Command post, Manhattan. Brooklyn, Manhattan, urgent. I just had a report from PD that they have a report of a bomb or a suspicious package that is in the battery tunnel at the present time. Would you advise all companies to stay out of the tunnel until we get this cleared up from PD?
10-4.
All right, attention all
units. Brooklyn Battery, tower report of a fire. Okay, so on top of everything else, you just heard a bomb threat at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel on top of everything else that was going on that day. It was really wild. Now, I got a comment here. Let me see what the comment is. We've got people chiming in all over the place here, so it is what it is. Let me get on over here and see what the comment is. Okay. It's rumored that Biden is not speaking publicly today and that he pre-recorded a message for the World Trade Center folks. And it's not a rumor. That is true. Yep. That is true. So, they didn't want to have any confrontation at the World Trade Center in New York City because the people that the families that are there, and it's only the families, immediate relatives, not any of the first responders, they were going to turn their back on them. That's what they were going to do. They were going to turn their back on Biden. So he's going to have a recorded message, but he personally won't be talking if he even shows up. We don't know that he's going to show up in New York City. We do know he's going to go to Shanksville. We do know he's going to go to the Pentagon. But I'm not sure about New York City. We'll have to wait and see. But you're right about the pre-recorded message. And thank you very much for asking the question. Okay, good morning to George. Good morning to Sue the dispatcher. Good morning to Karen. Good morning to Deb. And good morning to Shirley, all chiming in today. And good morning to Jeff. Yep, Jeff. Jeff, you haven't answered my question yet as to whether or not that's north or south of Boy Scout, because that determines how I go out of here. I think it's south. It might even be south of Kennedy, the one you're talking about, isn't it? It's what, south at... Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, so... All right, well, we'll find it down in there somewhere. Yep, okay, thanks, Jeff. So I'll go across my street and cut down to it. All right, that makes sense. All right, I'll see you there. But, again, I'm going to close the show today. You know, being as how it's a memorial, being as how it's the 20th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center, there's a lot of events going on today. Now, I had a chance to be at several different places today, but the one that I was committed to early on was at Mission Barbecue at 11 a.m. They're going to have a remembrance there, and myself and the Tampa police chief that just retired, and also a former New York City police detective are going to be there at that facility. And I'm going to give the people at the Mission Barbecue an artifact for them to have for their store that they'll have on display there. But then later this afternoon, we have a... well, it's a service down in Venice where they had the first beam from the World Trade Center in the state of Florida was put down there at a memorial. You might want to check that out down in Venice. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everest Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, gets customers from all over the place, including the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, plus free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to test drive the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. And I'm telling you, they've made more room in the inside. It's got as much room in the cockpit right there, the driver's cockpit, as the Murano does. So think about that for a minute. Now, also, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and the rotations of the tires for the life of your vehicle. And the selection they have at Moss, just you can't find it anywhere else. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of, including
Trade-ins, oh, they got them. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and see what they'll give you for your vehicle. You might be shocked at what they're going to give you. So there you go. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on your vehicle. Remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And they got a brand new dealership coming soon. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Grand opening time. Yippee. Ioka, Patty. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay? There you go. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, I want to remind everybody about our event on the 23rd of September coming up. The Job Creators Network bringing you the Bring Small Businesses Back tour. It's not going to be just about businesses, because we're going to have Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, there right off the bat to lead things off. He's going to give a 20-minute speech. It's going to be a policy speech. There'll be some breaking news there for sure. The national media will be there, amongst other things. I'll be there. Bill Bunkley will be there. Of course, Mike Gallagher will be there. Larry Elder, who could be the governor-elect of California at that time, wouldn't that be something? And then, of course, the Job Creators Network president and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz. And we'll have our good friend, Fox News contributor from the Business Channel, Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth Management. Now, this is going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay at 2900 Bayport Drive, Tampa Bay, just west of the airport runway right there on the bay. And all you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com to get your tickets, theanswertampa.com. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be a VIP reception, starts at 5:30 p.m., and then the main event starts at 7, goes to 9. Get your tickets today, theanswertampa.com. TheAnswerTampa.com. All right. I'm going to play something now and finish the show in a solemn way. First of all, to all those who died on September 11, 2001, and all those that have perished since with the diseases from the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, this is for you. Of course, that was Taps, played for the people that are no longer with us. And now, to honor America and all those who have fallen as a result of what happened on September 11th, not only there, not only at the Pentagon, but also all the military men and women that have died since in what's been called the Global War on Terror, I give you this memorial. Remember, folks, it's not just about the 3,000 that died September 11th. We've lost 3,900 people that have died of illnesses related to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon since then, who have not been counted. These are people in addition to the ones that we know we've lost. And I'll tell you something. Think about that long, hard, and clear the next time one of these woke clowns comes up to you and says something about the World Trade Center or the war, global war on terror. Say, well, how do you feel about knowing that at least 7,000 of your fellow countrymen died that day? And when they go, well, what are you talking about? It was only... No, you tell them that. And you tell them it's very easy to prove. Very easy to prove. All right, well, I hope everybody has a great weekend. If you're celebrating, and I don't mean celebrating, commemorating Patriots Day somewhere today, I hope that you have a solemn service. God bless America. And God bless the souls that we love.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.